Earlier in the program, a number of Republican lawmakers helped us preview the upcoming legislative session. Now we're joined by Senator Chris Rothfuss, who's the minority leader in the Wyoming Senate, and House Minority Leader Mary Throne.
One of the big things that's going to be hanging over everyone's heads right now is this oil price conversation. We're talking about it nationally and certainly discussing it here in Wyoming. Senator Rothfuss, I'm curious how that might affect what you're able to do this session.
Well, it'll be interesting. You know, for the last several years, we've always had the conversation in each legislative session about how times are going to be tough and we're going to have no revenue, no income, and no ability to spend. And what that low oil price does is assures us that once again, we'll have that same conversation about being broke and having to squirrel away more funds. So it's going to be an uphill battle to get money invested in the state in this session and make sure that we can free up some of the funds that we have, because we do have an overall good revenue picture this year, certainly, and should be able to invest in infrastructure and other programs in the state.
And that's a point you've tried to make a few times, Representative Throne, is that we do have a lot of money set aside, and so meeting some of our priorities shouldn't be a problem.
I think that's still my position, despite the drop in oil prices. The problem I have is we always overreact to these increases or decreases in commodity prices. You know, the sky is falling, or we have more money than we know what to do with. And what we really need to do to put the state on a solid path going forward is develop a strategy to kind of even out those ups and downs and not overreact every time on the high end or the low end.
When you talk about evening things out, would you just maybe give us an idea of what you mean by that?
Well, one bill that I have in the hopper that I will file, even though I think it'll be an uphill battle, is if we took the income from the Permanent Mineral Trust Fund and made it a predictable income stream so that it operated like more like a traditional endowment, which was the original intent. So we would know how much money we're going to get. Also, I think we could use the LSRA as a true stabilization account. For instance, you know, if this oil downturn really does have an impact, that's the perfect time to use the stabilization reserve account, as I believe it was intended, to even out these ups and downs.
Let's hit some issues. Medicaid expansion, that's an easy one. That'll probably happen this year, right, Representative Throne?
Well, I'm a dreamer. I think there's more momentum for it. We have business support. We have local government support. And hopefully that support will be vocal and lead our colleagues to make what I think Chris and I both believe is a sensible decision for Wyoming.
The bill that the committee passed a few weeks ago, can you just give us a thumbnail sketch of what it looks like? And I think Senator Rothfuss would love to hear that because he hasn't had a chance to see the bill either. It's quite a bit different than the plan that the state health department came up with. It does give us Medicaid expansion, though, doesn't it?
It does, perhaps, give us Medicaid expansion, but that's only if the federal government approves it. And it would delay Medicaid expansion because we know it will take longer to get that approval. So I think it probably delays expansion by at least a year beyond what the SHARE plan would do. It would also cost money. It would cost probably twice as much to be implemented, although we haven't actually seen the fiscal note yet. And that may be why we don't have the bill yet, is we're waiting on the fiscal note. You know, basically, it promotes health savings accounts, and, you know, that's something that Senator Scott is a huge fan of, but I think a lot of the rest of us question whether the plan will work.
Senator Rothfuss, you know, you were one of the reasons they did the study this last year, and one of the things that you were hoping is they would expand Medicaid in some way. Would you be satisfied with a plan like this? I mean, as long as you get something out there?
If there was an indication that the Center for Medicaid Services would actually accept the plan and do the expansion, it would be fine. I mean, we need something that covers the folks that are currently left in that gap between 0 and 100% of federal poverty level. But the reality is, I don't think there's a lot of effort that went into this piece of legislation to try and make it compatible with what CMS would approve. One of the components in the footnote that led the Department of Health to negotiate with CMS and prepare the SHARE plan was consideration of health savings accounts. That was in there. You know, look into this and see if this is the right solution for Wyoming. And it didn't come back as one of the right solutions for Wyoming. So Director Forsland with the Department of Health negotiated what was the most cost-effective solution for the state that the Center for Medicaid Services would actually support, and came back with a SHARE plan, which was apparently immediately thrown into the hopper. and we moved on with a plan that there's no indication that CMS would support.
Well, Senator Rothfuss, I thought possibly we were done talking about the state superintendent of public instruction, but we're not. And it looks like there's legislation where we might again go to an appointed position. You've watched a lot of that discussion. I was kind of curious your thoughts as we head into that debate once again.
Well, the Joint Education Committee was tasked with education governance as one of their interim topics to try and figure out what a good direction for the state would be, recognizing that we've had a lot of consternation in the past. The first step has to be to decide whether or not we're going to keep that superintendent as a constitutionally created and elected entity. So JEC thought the appropriate path, and this is the path that I supported, would be to bring a constitutional amendment and see what the people want.
Representative Mary Throne from Cheyenne and here in Laramie, Senator Chris Rothfuss, they're both the minority leaders of their respective houses. Thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.